Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming.
Ride for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
I'm going to tell you a little story. It was Sunday, November the 15th.
Hold it.
2015, what?
Go ahead. Let's see how far you're going to go with this.
I just want to tell you a little story. It was Sunday, November 15th, 2015.
Stealing your thunder, Ed.
The Chicago Bears.
Stealing his thunder,
I'm setting you up, OB.
I'll set you up all right.
All right, fine.
Set you up through the window. Yes.
Took everything away from you, Ed, right there.
That's the only thing I got to say.
That's what you had.
37-13, the Bears beat the Rams. They scored over 30 points to win a football game, OB. They're going to do it today. 33-7, Bears over the Bengals. There's a minute left, but we're on the air because the Bears have won a football game. OB, you remember that day. You remember that win over the Rams.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, hold it, folks. This is about the only thing I'm going to tell you this afternoon because this is – anyways, November 15th of 2015 – till now, which is the 36th straight game. This is the first time the Bears have scored over 28 points in a game. Since November 15th against the Rams until right now against the highly regarded and very forceful Cincinnati Bengals, we went in there and we tore them apart.
Unbelievable. Hey, first and foremost, let's just say where has this been all year? Okay, and quite honestly, it's obvious to me that the offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins, did not want to become homeless by Christmas and be down on Lower Wacker because he finally shows up with a certified NFL-style game plan that featured the talents of the young quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. But, hey, you know, hey, we're world beaters against the AFC North. We're now 3-0, beat Pittsburgh, beat Baltimore, now beat Cincinnati. But please do not mistake this as an all, you know, encompassing salvation effort versus a quality football team. This team, the Bengals, they were looking for a place to lay down at kickoff. The Steelers gutted them on Monday night, and they never recovered. And the Bengals are coached by a mess of a staff that should be finally fired after this debacle. But more importantly, you know, don't think of this as a contrition win. That, oh, now John Fox, Dow Loggins, we've got it all figured out, and now we need another 3 years to show you what we can do. This is still a faulty, flawed football team from top to bottom. Even though we did some good stuff today, and I'm not going to discount the fact that, hey, you know, a game plan, it was great. And we did things that we should have done long ago. But we cannot be deterred from what is most important. That, yes, we did have some good plays and some good players on the field today. But John Fox has got to go, guys. He's still got to go. I don't care if we would have scored 100 points. John Fox has got to go because this is the effort. This is the type of football we should have played in September, not December.
They're 4-9. And that's all you have to say. And this is their fourth victory, which is one more than they won last year.
Yes.
We salute them. By the way, Dan said it best. Best game that they've probably played in the last 3 years under John Fox. Literally the best game, game plan, everything. And a little bit had to do with Cincinnati also. Cincinnati looked like a team that did not want to be out there. But having said that, it's not the Bears' fault. They showed up today. They did some things offensively. They rolled out Trubisky. They actually got wide receivers into the flow on crossing routes.
They actually slided the pocket one time. Right. I almost fell out of the chair.
So this was the best game of the year. Give the Bears credit. But, again, they're 4-9. and they've got Detroit next week. And that's a team right now that's still on the cusp of getting into the playoffs. So you'll see a better effort next week against Detroit.
This is Hamp and OB with Kaz. We're presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. If you want to join the show, feel free. 312-981-7200. Also on CLTV until 4. With you until 5:30 today because we got Blackhawks hockey coming up from the United Center.
Okay, what thunder are you going to steal from OB now?
I started
the show off by seven.
I mean, I got more here.
He comes in first time in 2 years. We've scored 30 points. You look it up, and you try to look like,
Let me tell you
bed.
A story.
Hold on a second. I clearly brought that up last week
Uncle
and informed
Carmen,
the masses.
Uncle Mark telling a story to the world.
Well, let me tell you another story. Mitchell Trubisky, 25-32, guys.
It was good. There was a lot of good stuff. And think about this. The rookies, Cohen, even Jordan, second-year player. Shaheen was a force today catching the ball. But Mitchell Trubisky showed in his home state why – Ryan Pace gave up the world to get him. Now, again, this is against the bottom of the barrel Bengals and their dog blank effort today. But still, he looked like the player that Ryan Pace is now going to be beating his chest saying, this is the guy I traded up for.
And, we've been looking for them to find a wide receiver all year. Kendall Wright, 10 catches today, 107 yards. He actually looked like a wide receiver. He was making plays all over the place.
Let's not get crazy here, okay? It took him till 3 minutes to go in the third quarter for him to finally throw the ball, a long ball downfield. All right? There are so many things that happen. You watch Trubisky all day throw the football. Did you check his accuracy? Where were they thrown? 70-some percent of the time was thrown to the backside shoulder. Okay? That's something that's got to get better. And they finally, they just started rolling out and bootlegging now. And again, and I'll go till I – till the cows come home. Again, this kid's been here a long time this year. He's been here since the spring. And for them not to do anything with this kid and to wait to this game against the Cincinnati Bengals, what is it, the 13th game, 14th game? 13th game to open it up a little bit and finally let the kid do what he can do?
It was John Fox's Christmas gift to you, OB. Finally, he waited this long. Now he pulls it out of the stocking.
You know what,
and
Dan?
Says, OB, here's the game plan you've been crying for.
You got a kid. Obviously, somebody saw something. I'm probably the only guy is Pace, and fine. But you bring him in here, and again, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks or anybody says. To bring this kid in and dummy him down, to me, that borders criminal. That's crazy what they did with this kid. And finally now, they're going to show you, the kid can bootleg, he can throw, he can do this. Well, it's a little too late, Fox. And the rest of your – huh?
And I was going to say, Cincinnati was not inspired on
defense. Oh, God.
So he was throwing behind receivers that were wide open.
Yeah,
there was – those balls thrown behind him all day. Normally, a guy's actually motivated and knocks those down.
Exactly.
Today, Cincinnati wasn't motivated.
In contested situations, 80% of those would be slapped away or even picked.
33-7, Bears beat the Bengals. Jordan Howard, 23 carries, 147 yards. You guys haven't given him any love. A lot of running between the tackles.
We're going to give them all love. Kidding me.
4-9's 4-9. You can dress up a hog, but put a lipstick on it, but it's still a
hog. And it still gets dirty.
and the fox needs to get out of the barn.
You're like, Hamp, you're legit worried that he's going to save his job?
I hate it, again, this is the worst scenario for us. Now, we're going to be beating the table going, wait a minute, look what happened the last 2 weeks. Don't look at today. And you know what? Unfortunately, and I know, the McKeskies do not like change. I've gone to seminars where they say embrace change. Everyone's scared of change. You don't like to, go to a hotel because it's different. You don't like to have to work at a Hey, the McKeskies don't want to make change. They are looking for reasons to keep this entire regime intact. This is not a good reason. This was a mirage, again, against a bottom-of-the-barrel, crummy football team coached by a coach that should have been fired 4 years ago, but he's hanging on just like Fox is.
312-981-7200 if you want to join the program. Yes, OB?
Well, I'll just tell you, regarding Pace and the ownership of the team, the team is not going to be sold to the people out there. It's just the McCaskies. It's not going to happen. Okay? Virginia McCaskies still there, still holding a position of strength and power. And whatever moves she's make there, the kids are going to watch and listen and react to. But I can tell you this. These fans, now, if when you looked at the game today, folks, did you see in Cincinnati, you see that stadium? That stadium, lucky if it was half full. Lucky if it was half full. And this is what's happening. Football is not the best brand they've been playing in quite a number of years, okay? I don't know what's going on or what's happening, but I'm going to tell you, when you get with these guys taking a knee, these fights, these guys choreographing like they're on some theater in Chicago theater or something, creating a dance, if they score a touchdown and hoop and flow and fly around, this has got to stop, guys. I don't mind them, you know, smash the ball down, something like that, but this dancing around like a bunch of damn clowns, that's enough already. I don't think people, our listeners, or anybody else wants to see or hear that crap. Hey, the game is called football.
You're exactly right, OB. And you know what? This is how disconnected the league office is under Roger Goodell. They think allowing the touchdown celebrations and all this nonsense, as you call it, oh, that's something the fans really want to see.
That's BS.
Oh, I agree. It's nauseating and it's sickening because the product on the field has went down in quality, and yet they think they can put the window dressing of the so-called celebration out there as a reason fans are going to, you know, embrace the game again. It's back asswards. But beyond that, McCaskies have to do what they have to do. You know what it is, folks. Give us a call and let us know if you are as adamant as we are about the fact that whether we won 100 to nothing, it doesn't change the fate of Fox.